From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In U.S. politics, Hillary Clinton officially accepted the Democratic Party's nomination for president at the party convention in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
And so, my friends, it is with humility, determination, and boundless confidence in America's promise that I accept your nomination for President of the United States.
Clinton also criticized Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump as being too unstable and too inexperienced to be president.
If you dare, imagine him in the Oval Office facing a real crisis. A man you can bait with a tweet is not a man we can trust with nuclear weapons.
Clinton also reached out to supporters of her chief rival, Senator Bernie Sanders, saying the country needs their enthusiasm and their passion. She is the first female candidate to be selected as a major party's nominee for president in the United States. And Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says he was being sarcastic when he encouraged Russia to hack into the Clintons' email server. The Clinton campaign had denounced Trump for his comments earlier in the week. Trump's comments came on top of concerns about the leak of a nearly 20,000 emails hacked from the Democratic National Committee and released by WikiLeaks just prior to the Democratic convention in Philadelphia. U.S. computer experts have said that they believe Russian state actors were behind the hack. Campaigning Thursday, Trump accused the Democrats of telling lies about him at their convention this week. This is VOA News.